The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening. Good evening.
Lord knows they'll try.
Good evening. And welcome to the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And sitting in for John Stadmiller today, obviously. Have some interesting stuff for you. I think I'm probably the best person for this stuff, and I'll tell you why. We're going to get into, you know, the FBI caught their own guy. Looks like they caught the, there's Manchurian Patsy. And I'll get into why in a little bit. But first, and I think I'm the best person probably, I'll tell you some things that you won't hear anywhere else. I'll give you some ideas on why. So why the big, all the packages and stuff. And I mean, it's a total put up job. Obviously there's just so much weird stuff. Dan Dix did a good video on it. We'll probably play that. The Black Conservative Patriot Channel did a good video today titled Breaking Proof of Deep State Hoax. Clapper talks about Caesar Sayoc before he was named as a suspect. Oh yeah, there's that. That'll be downplayed, of course. You know, they'll say, well, you know, as former DNI, he's privy to intelligence that the rest of us aren't. Sure. Right. Because, you know, it's also normal for people to just go around naming suspects before it's official in, you know, the public. That, no, it doesn't fly. So anyway, more on that in a little bit. But first, you know, the Sears Kmart debacle. John mentioned the story. I think it was the Vanity Fair story, right? No. That's a different story. That's a good one. That was back in March of this year. And that one was titled, They Could Have Made a Different Decision, Inside the Strange Odyssey of Hedge Fund King Eddie Lampert. And the writing was on the wall. There was that story. I know some people that are affected by this, and it's not good. So there was that story. There's the New York Times story and others recently, but Vanity Fair, USA Today, I think that was the one that I'm thinking of. Sears Kmart stores ailing as CEO Eddie Lampert's hedge fund gets hundreds of millions. That was a June 18, 2018 story. Sears Kmart stores ailing as CEO Eddie Lampert's hedge fund gets hundreds of millions. And of course, that sounds like the Toys R Us story. I've mentioned the Naked Capitalism story. Same month, you know, back in June, private equity kills Toys R Us. Workers get no severance. That was June 3rd. And there was also the Washington Post story. Same thing, basically. How can they walk away with millions, leave workers with zero? Toys R Us workers say they deserve severance. And when you understand how this kind of economic terrorism works, it's pretty straightforward. Basically, I mean, so which one was it? The New York Times article? No, it was the Vice article, wasn't it? That's the one that it was. The Sears story, why the brutal death of IRL retail should scare everyone. That was one that I mentioned. Sears just became the latest giant to go under in the age of Amazon. This is getting creepy. And so you get the idea of these guys, you know, making these, I don't know, insider arrangements. And there's a picture of Dr. Evil, Jeff Bezos, with Sears on one side, a picture of a Sears store and a Toys R Us store on the other side, broken. Why the brutal death of IRL retail should scare everyone. So that was an interesting story. I'm pretty sure John read some excerpts from that the other day. And so basically what's happening is, and there was another one too, wasn't there? Was it the New York Times story? These guys, the Eddie Lamperts, in this case, Sears and Kmart, you know, they come in, they buy a company, get a rack up a bunch of debt, sell off the real estate holdings to the hedge fund, in this case, ESL Investments, and lease the property back, rack up a bunch of debt, pay themselves, do a little bit of buyback, you know, maybe some buyback, run the stock prices up a little bit, and basically run the company into the ground. And then when it goes bankrupt, they file Chapter 11, they pay themselves through Chapter 11, they come out the other end with a company that's just gone up in flames. It's just nothing but ashes left. But it does have a loyal consumer base that hasn't been paying attention the whole time. These people are hardworking folks, 40, 50, 60 plus hour a week folks, don't have time to pay attention to this garbage, this nonsense. And so, you know, they hear on the other end of it, oh, Toys R Us is going to open. I mean, where else are we going to get toys? Oh, Sears is going to reopen. Kmart's going to reopen. And better than ever, better than new. We're under new management and ownership or whatever. Well, not really, but, you know, kind of. And think about it. So what they do is they load up all this debt, pay themselves, sell off the real estate to themselves, lease it back, and they're getting payments in that. Then they file Chapter 11. They pay themselves through the bankruptcy. They wash the debt. They wash the pensions of all of the loyal employees that have been working there for 10 or 20 years. Those are all gone. All the pensions are gone because, you know, like I said, the Washington Post story about Toys R Us, that's the headline. How can they walk away with millions and leave workers with zero? Toys R Us workers say they deserve severance. And so that was a quote. Tracy Auerbach, a store manager in Chandler, Arizona, who had been working for the company for 31 years, said during a news conference on Capitol Hill, back in May of this year, this is Wall Street greed. How can they walk away with millions and leave 33,000 workers with zero? 33,000, is that a clue? Maybe, which might get to my point here in a second. So that's how it works. And then, so every, you know, they wash the debt, they wash the employee pensions and so forth. Company comes out the other end of the washing, squeaky clean, debt-free, ready for a new life. And everyone's hundreds of millions of dollars the richer for it, right? Except for the employees and the public who's going to end up footing the bill for the bankruptcy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the punchline to this awful story. In this case, if you go to Eddie Lampert, Edward Scott Eddie Haskell Lampert's Wikipedia page right now, Eddie Haskell Lampert. Under the section titled Early Life and Education, let's see, what do we have? In order to help, okay, he received financial aid to help pay for college. Yeah, he's just, you know, poor college boy. Lampert graduated from Yale University in 1984, BA Economics, summa cum laude, where he was a member of Skull and Bones and Phi Beta Kappa. Ooh. Remember the True Stream Media video, These 100 Secret Societies Run the World? I think, or America, was it? So from, you know, Lampert graduated from Yale, Skull and Bones, 1984. What's up? Ivy League Pirates, Jolly Roger. From there, next section, career. In July 1984, you know, right out of school, Lampert worked as an intern at Goldman Sachs. So he's an intern, and then what? And then worked in the firm's risk arbitrage department from March 1985 to February 88. While there, he worked directly with Robert Rubin. Another economic terrorist. When Lampert decided to go out on his own, Rubin warned him it would be a bad career decision. In April 1988, Lampert left the bank to form ESL Investments, based in Greenwich, Connecticut. Et cetera, et cetera. Richard Rainwater, whom Lampert had met at Nantucket Island, gave him $28 million in seed money, you know, because that's just what you do, and introduced him to clients like David Geffen. So, you know, 25 years old, starts a hedge fund. Why not? Why not? Because, I mean, if you're a, you know, you graduate from Yale with a BA in economics, summa cum laude, and you're a Skull and Bonesman, then, you know, you're connected. So Lampert typically holds his investments for several years and usually has between 3 and 15 stocks in his portfolio. His investment style was once drawing comparisons to the financier Warren Buffett. So anyway, you know, I wonder how long that line will stick around on Eddie Lampert's Wikipedia entry. Lampert graduated from Yale University in 1984, where he was a member of Skull and Bones. And so that's interesting. He previously served as a director of AutoZone from July 1999 to October 2006. That's interesting because, I mean, it's just coincidental, but AutoZone came up in the arrest of Cesar Sayoc. Anyway, so we need to get into some stuff. I was looking for the video of the Benghazi incident. It is gone, apparently. It's one of those things that magically disappeared. So let me just start to dive into what I'm calling the Trump critics incident. You know, people talking about explosive devices possible. It's interesting, you know, you'll hear lots of little sort of, I don't know, do we call them dog whistles, maybe? No, probably not. I think so, actually. I think we could appropriately call them dog whistles. So, you know, you hear a lot of, this is not a hoax. You know, Christopher Wray said that during the press conference. These are not hoax devices. Okay, dude, calm down. They're not hoax devices. Fine. But there's lots of other weird sort of fishy stuff going on. So I want to just sort of get into this, and I guess we need to play some clips. So there's the Dan Dix clip. There's the, you know, like I said, Black Conservative Patriot. Maybe we'll play a little bit of that. But I suppose before I do that, I'm going to say the two things. And we should actually play that. Maybe we'll play that clip first. But I always think of Mike Rogers, Benghazi. What does that have to do with this? Well, remember when the Obama administration rolled out this ridiculous nonsense about unbelievable. That's gone. Why do you suppose that is? I'm going to send that over to the board op. Something has gone wrong. It seems you clicked on a bad link and stumbled upon a 404 page. No, not so much. Actually, this page has been up forever. You know, I can still go to Bin Laden dead. Bin Laden already dead, December 26, 2001. It's not because Fox News is running out of server space. So what's going on here? So I'm trying to find, I'll send it to Mr. Bordop. You can see what I'm talking about. So trying to find this article. I've talked about it several times. Internal server error. Oops. Chris Wallace, Mike Rogers, Susan Rice. Remember, we've played the clip. Mike Wallace asking Susan Rice, you know, they play the little goofy White House nonsense about Benghazi. Yeah, it was a video. And so some guys in a consulate 500 miles from the U.S. Embassy in Libya watched the video on YouTube and got mad and decided to come on, man. And so Chris Wallace says to Susan Rice, you don't really believe that. You don't believe that. It's awesome. Priceless. Apparently that was getting too much play. I refer to it as often as I can. So anyway, during that discussion, Chris Wallace asks Mike Rogers, who was then the House Intelligence Committee chair, former FBI agent, Congressman Mike Rogers, House Intelligence Committee chair. Mike Rogers, what do you think about this whole ridiculous White House narrative? And he said, well, you know, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is there are no coincidences. How did he say it? Yeah, when I think – okay, so he said the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is this. There are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event. And what happened? Ultimately, his suspicion was well-founded. And now that link is apparently gone. One of the last times I remembered that I mentioned this was last year, actually. But I try to mention it often. So that's gone. That's fun. Internal server error. Sorry. Actually, this one's the video is an internal server error now, and the transcript is a 404 error. So that's awesome. These are the things that disappear when you mention them. Because, you know, that has to get memory old. We can't talk about that. The first rule of propaganda is we don't talk about propaganda. Even though, you know, that's all we see. So there's that. And then let's see if this is still here. Trevor Aronson. So the coincidences, there are, you know, it's kind of weird. Mike Rogers, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is that there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event. That's kind of what we have going on with this Trump critics thing. But there are reasons why I think that it's the sort of perfect storm, the perfect political storm. And you'll see what I mean. Maybe I'll just mention that real quick and then we'll sort of dive into these. As we go into the break, here are some scenarios. So strategy of tension, of course. Now, always that Gladio style strategy of tension. Kidnappers, save us from the Caesar Seox of the world that you create. High incident project, of course, need more security. It's the corollary to the strategy of tension. Cover for Soros involvement in funding the great Honduran migration and the other one or two, perhaps. And what about midterms? Oh, my goodness. This is going to endear us all to these poor victims, isn't it? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Hey, listen, two things before I get carried away, because I already am. This is, you know, again, I will give you some things no one else is going to give you. And I think those four things that I mentioned we'll come back to. I don't think anybody's going to talk about that stuff. You know, strategy of tension, high incident project, those are sort of, you know, those are parallel. Cover for the Soros involvement, I've sort of helped try to flesh that out throughout the week. What better deflection from George Soros' involvement in funding the Great Honduran Migration, et cetera, than to, you know, pretend that he's the victim of a bomb attack? And, you know, while we're at it, I posted this over at Road Warrior Radio on Facebook, and it's on republicbroadcasting.org the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. Also, the fun little quote. Speaking of these characters, that's the one. And look, he's so happy about it, too. Yeah. So David Axelrod, Obama advisor David Axelrod, quoted in an NPR interview April 19, 2010. In Chicago, there was an old tradition of throwing a brick through your own campaign office window and then calling a press conference to say that you've been attacked. Trevor Aronson says that after years of research, the FBI, he's come to the conclusion that the FBI is better at creating terrorists than they are at catching them. So, you know, quoting David Axelrod, I say, hey, midterms are here. Anyone got a brick? George Soros has the FBI, I think, or, you know, he's the Zek. They have him, whatever, whatever. Anyway, so we'll talk about some coincidences. We'll talk about some corruption and some other stuff. But first, well, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. But more importantly, we need your help. We need your help. And so please go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate. There's a little snafu. And basically, funds that should otherwise be accessible are not, so a PayPal donation would be greatly appreciated. You know, got to pay the rent, that kind of stuff. $2,000 locked up, apparently. I think John mentioned that yesterday, right? If memory serves. So just go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the yellow donate button. It's on the upper left-hand corner there on the homepage. And then, of course, you can click on donate, the donate link in the main menu. That'll take you to page with more information. But the yellow donate button, that's the one that would really be helpful right now, apparently. So that would be greatly appreciated. That's the big announcement. So please do that, and I will try to make it worth your while during this broadcast by giving you information altogether, you know, packaged, that you won't get anywhere else. So, you know, like I said, just some interesting, you know, just sort of anomalies. Backing up. So Mike Rogers, you can find that transcript around the web. Some folks have posted it where he says, you know, first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is, no, that's not on that one. So anyway, some folks posted it. Apparently that got scrubbed from that too. But this video, no, that's been pulled. But there is the transcript. Hotair.com has one. Rice: Benghazi attack was spontaneous. Libya: no, it wasn't. By Ed Morrissey. The opening, you know, they play the clip of Jay Carney. Chris Wallace asks, you know, Jay Carney saying, this is not a case of protest directed at the United States writ large. This is in response to a video that was offensive. Wallace says, you don't really believe that. Awesome. But no video there either. I wonder why the video is gone. Anyway, we'll move on. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I- I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour, and I have information constipation. I apologize. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. A lot of information, trying to get it out. I'm stuck. Stuck on go. We'll go to the phones here in a second, but let me just get a couple of high points out. We'll go to the phones, then we'll come back to the clips and stuff. So I'm talking specifically about what I call the Trump critics incident. Why is this incident happening? I mean, it's completely staged, completely contrived, completely. There are, you know, like I said, there are the dog whistle terms like hoax, people saying that this is not a hoax, Christopher Wray saying it's not a hoax. These are not hoax devices. Why do you need to say that? Why is that necessary? So strategy of tension, I think so. High incident project, sure. You know, strategy of tension, help us, save us, kidnapper. Save us from your, you know, Manchurian Patsy. High incident project, remember Las Vegas last October? That kind of deal. Also listen to Tapper, ask Clapper, you know, Jake Tapper, ask Clapper about, former DNI Clapper, about additional security detail. Oh, yeah, of course, we got to protect those guys. Cover for Soros involvement in funding the Great Honduran Migration at all. Again, deflecting from attention. You know, if I say that, now if I say, you know, well, George Soros shouldn't be funding the Great Honduran Migration or any migration for that matter. No more economic terrorism. Down with George Soros, economic terrorism, engineered migration, color revolutions. Oh, Chris, you're just saying that because you're anti-Semitic. You're probably one of those people that believes that George Soros was a Nazi sympathizer. Well, I mean, he kind of admitted that in the Steve Croft interview, 60 Minutes interview, didn't he? I think so. James Corbett did a big piece on that. You can still find it on YouTube. Anyway, so there are those things. There's the midterms, just 11 days away, and, you know, everybody's doing their naughty stuff. You got Republicans using the, you know, interstate cross-check system method of voter suppression. You got everybody using social media. We've done stories on this network in the past couple of weeks about how, you know, the Creepy Line documentary, for example, shows that all of social media and search engines are influencing voter consciousness, if you will. That might be a little too generous, but whatever. So midterms, 11 days away, and you know, so-called Republicans are doing that. So-called Democrats they seem to have abandoned the practice of going to the cemetery to bolster the voter rolls. Now they're trying to register migrants. And of course, you know, the Great Honduran Migration story and the others tug on the heartstrings of, you know, bleeding heart liberals, so to speak. And so this incident scare, these alleged explosives, and, you know, you get into each one of the deals, you know, a person, you know, I mean, so a person, one of a Soros staffer happens to go out to a mailbox, you know, George Soros's mailbox at the end of the driveway, because George Soros is just an ordinary guy, gets his mail at the end of the block. Come on. Or how about the Twitter person who just happened to capture a photo of the van that is allegedly owned by Cesar Sayoc, and that's circulating in mainstream media. Hey, I thought this van was suspicious, so I thought I'd take a picture of it. What do you know? It's Cesar Sayoc's van. What a coincidence. Man, that guy should buy lottery tickets. Some kind of Muslim handle on Twitter, which gets into, you know, other malfeasance, what Trevor Aronson talked about in his TED Talk. Maybe we can play a minute of that clip here in a second. Trevor Aronson, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. Remember that? I mention that all the time. So that aspect of, you know, COINTELPRO, Manchurian Patsy, Gladio-style strategy of tension stuff. What? The FBI manufactures terrorism plots, terror plots? Absolutely. We're going to have to – matter of fact, we should just play that. Can we just play that right now, like a minute of that, the first minute and a half or so?
The FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization. More than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State, more than all of them combined. This isn't likely how you think about the FBI. You probably think of FBI agents gunning down bad guys like John Dillinger or arresting corrupt politicians. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the FBI became less concerned with gangsters and crooked elected officials. the new target became terrorists. And the pursuit of terrorists has consumed the FBI. Every year, the Bureau spends $3.3 billion on domestic counterterrorism activities. Compare that to just $2.6 billion combined for organized crime, financial fraud, public corruption, and all other types of traditional criminal activity. I've spent years poring through the case files of terrorism prosecutions in the United States, and I've come to the conclusion that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than it is at catching terrorists. In the 14 years since 9/11, you can count about 6 real terrorist attacks in the United States. These include the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013.
Trevor Aronson, in his own words, after years of poring through case files, he's come to the conclusion the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than it is at catching terrorists. And what did he say to open his talk? The FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Islamic State, more than all of them combined. So, you know, there are these weird things. There's, you know, the picture of Cesar Sayoc, his mugshot is Broward County. Oh, yeah, Parkland, Hollywood Airport, you know, a kid, you know, up in Alaska with DefSec connections, happens to be hearing voices, checks himself into the local FBI field offices. I'm hearing voices, and by the way, I think the CIA is trying to recruit me to fight for ISIS, making me watch videos and stuff. They do a psych eval, take his pistol for a minute. Nope, ship shape, he's good to go. They give him his pistol back. Next thing you know, he's on a plane through Minneapolis down to Fort Lauderdale Airport to just, you know, empty a clip and then lay down spread eagle on the ground. And the right worshipful Sheriff Scott Israel says, you know, we apprehended the suspect in less than 90 seconds. In an official statement. Really? That's possible? What happened to Parkland then? So there's that. There's Miami-Dade, which is, you know, equally as corrupt as Broward. And, you know, speaking of Broward, I mentioned the Gladio B connection, the, you know, thing that Trevor Aronson's talking about. Philip B. Haney discovered the Tablighi Jamaat network, which includes these Darul Uloom Institute mosques, including the one in Pembroke Pines in Broward County, where the right worshipful Sheriff Israel and his lackeys visited. It's where they recruit these guys. And there are stories that predate 9/11 I've talked about on Road Warrior Radio. Won't get into that for lack of time. But then there's the Opa-locka. So Cesar Sayoc he lives in Ventura, apparently. But the postal, what do you call it? The postal facility is in Opa-locka. So what about Opa-locka? Oh, May of this year, WPLG reported Opa-locka, Florida city listed among top 10 most dangerous cities. And then there's this fun story. Where is that? August 11, 2017, Miami New Times. Miami residents want to abolish Opa-locka, South Florida's most corrupt city. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? And I guess that's sort of circumstantial, but then you have, you know, coincidences like, I mean, you'll hear, we'll play a video clip here in a bit, but so who is Cesar Sayoc? He filed bankruptcy in 2012, as CNN reported. He's a bodybuilder guy with a criminal record that dates back to at least 2002. Broke bodybuilder with criminal record. Possible, you know, FBI informant. You know, what do? They do exactly what Trevor Aronson talked about in his TED Talk. We should play a little bit more of that where he says, you know, this is how they do it. They, you know, pay these low-level criminals, sometimes six figures, to become informants. 15,000 informants nationwide. Broke bodybuilder with criminal record. Craig Montiel, ring a bell, anyone? Huffington Post article, former FBI informant Craig Montiel, FBI encouraged me to sleep with Muslim women for intel. I don't know if I should go through the list of FBI informant stories. Here are some headlines. How about just a few headlines? From movements to mosques, informants endanger democracy. There's a Republic Broadcasting Network post that was, you know, remember the 2016 stuff? KKK leader has history of as FBI informant. Raleigh Republic Record, same story. To catch a Klansman, FBI informant behind recent KKK flyers in Raleigh. DOJ, this is Fox News. DOJ allows FBI informant to share records about uranium deal. What? Yeah, because it's an inside deal. The Intercept has done a lot of exposés. Trevor Aronson actually has written several of those on FBI informants. Recordings capture brutal FBI tactics to recruit a potential informant. How about this fun one? New documents reveal FBI paid Geek Squad repair staff as informants. NPR, FBI used paid informants on Best Buy's Geek Squad to flag child pornography, or, you know, to put it on your computer, you know, whatever works. You know, how about the how the FBI conceals its payments to confidential sources? Then there was a fun one that I mentioned, and we talked about on the network. Remember Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub? Remember Sadiq Mateen, his dad, father of Pulse gunman Omar Mateen, was FBI informant. Yeah, for 10 years. Remember that? Father of Pulse, the Intercept story was father of Pulse attacker Omar Mateen was an FBI informant. Did he convince the Bureau to stop investigating his son? Oh my gosh, talk about misdirection. How about, speaking of Craig Montiel, the ex-FBI informant with a change of heart, quote, there is no real hunt, it's fixed. That's what Craig Montiel said. Or, you know, this Washington Post story back in 2010, tension grows between California Muslims, FBI, after informant infiltrates mosque. So basically in that story, you know, Craig Montiel, basically the California, the Muslims at the Islamic Center of Irvine called the FBI and said, there's this creepy guy that's like, you know, he's acting really weird. It was Craig Montiel. It was their informant. So they called the FBI to, you know, report their informant to the FBI. Parallel story, alarm mosquegoers turn FBI informant over to FBI. The Nation, deploying informants, the FBI stings Muslims. Yeah. Or, you know, the stories that Trevor Aronson is talking about, James Cromedy, Cromedy 4, you know, James Cromedy is a mentally retarded guy, broke, former Walmart employee, the informant tells him, you know, I could probably give you $250,000 and we could find some Stinger missiles in a Costco container somewhere. You want to bomb some mosques? Blow up some mosques? And James Cromedy says, well, I lost my job at Walmart. I could use the money. Kind of how that went. Anyway, on and on and on and on and on the list goes. And, you know, it's an old tale that predates September 11, even though Trevor Aronson gives us a little misdirection. The edict the FBI got after September 11. That's slightly misleading. So this is a big deal. And basically what I'm saying is this character, Cesar Sayoc, is almost exactly a prototype of the, you know, Craig Montiel sort of archetypal informant. Broke bodybuilder with criminal record. And, you know, remember there's other – gosh, other high-profile example of this that was made into a movie I can't think of right off the top of my head. So there's all this weird stuff, and we'll play some of the clips from mainstream coverage, and you'll hear, like I said, some of those dog whistle-type terms and stuff. But hopefully that, you know, lays a foundation. And like I said, you know, seeing you know, videos like the Black Conservative Patriot video proof of deep state hoax, Clapper talks about Caesar Sayoc before he was named as a suspect. Oops, was that too soon? Sorry about that. And, you know, there are lots of what we know, everything we know. And every time you see one of those everything we know from CNN or Fox or somebody, it's propaganda, obviously. Anyway, so let's go to the – cool. All right. So let me say again real fast, please go to the website, click the yellow donate button. It's very helpful. It's, you know, your help is greatly appreciated. It's urgent. We got to pay staff. We got to pay rent. We got to pay the bills. Speaking of paying the bills, we got to do that real fast. Go click donate. When we come back, we'll go straight to the phone. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Once again, thanks for your help. Thanks, Scott, for your donation. Thanks, everybody. To the phones, Chris in Las Vegas. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, good afternoon, James. And I must say, it's most curious that you're speaking about invented terrorism by the FBI, since I am, in fact, a victim of such devious activity by the Federal Bureau of Invention, as we love them call them, since they are very good at fabricating terrorists so they can enjoy unjust enrichment, thereby falling into the waste, fraud, and abuse statute by stealing money from the American people under the guise of investigating terrorists, which are really innocent men, that they frame the blame on to try to enjoy overtime, promotions, career enhancement, and perhaps early retirement with all the money they've gotten, probably in excess of a quarter to a half $1 million a year, or maybe even more, potentially. Myself, I've been in being under so-called investigation, likely a very Christopher Page, is Carter Page, excuse me, I misspoke, Carter Page type abuse of FISA, warrantless surveillance of an American, a non-citizen U.S. national American, in fact, under the pretense that because I was studying law, I was trying to create parallel governments, which I'm only trying to restore lawful government so we're not victimized by these criminals masquerading as public servants, which are really mercenaries.
Yeah.
It's a very, very dangerous concept.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well said. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about it before. I think we've even talked about it when I've guest hosted the National Intel Report before. If people had the proper opinion or conceptualizing of these agencies, and it would be, you know, very straightforward and exactly as you say. You know, I ask all the time, has the CIA ever done anything worthy of merit? FBI, same thing. I mean, come on. It's obviously beyond an endemic problem when Trevor Aronson says, I've pored over case files for years and come to the conclusion the FBI is better at creating terrorists than they are at catching them. And he says, you know, in the years 14 at that point since 9/11, there have been a handful of possible real incidents. And he mentions the Boston bombing, but, you know, he's it's a forgivable oversight because he's been busy researching, but he needs to look into who Graham Fuller is and Uncle Russell Sarney and, you know, what Uncle Russell was doing living in Graham Fuller's basement or running his color revolutionary organization out of Graham Fuller's basement. CIA counterterrorism expert Graham Fuller. You know, and the agencies were just running drills at the very moment that these guys bombed one. I mean, come on, seriously. Anyway, so the point is, there has been one bomber in the last, what, 60, 70 years? And maybe it was Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, another CIA, FBI asset. After the break.
Yeah. Stick around, folks. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.